Moncrief on News Talk.
Third level students will be returning to college or starting for the first time. Their parents may be able to relate to them how wonderful it all was for them when they were at college. But is the college experience now significantly different, even changed permanently? Lauren Joyce is Deputy President of DCU Students Union. Good afternoon, Lauren.
Good afternoon.
So can you say something about your own experience? Where do you live? How do you commute? All those kinds of things.
Yeah, so I just finished up in communications in DCU and I am a commuter. So I was commuting from Laytown in Meath for the past 3 years, and it was definitely a struggle, and it definitely affected how I was as a college student and my whole experience. Like I was traveling between an hour and it could be up to 2 hours in the morning, like every single day. So
was that a bus or a train? Or
a bus, yeah. A bus the whole way in. I was very lucky that I could get there directly. Some students are not so fortunate, but it is 2 hours traffic in the morning and you're just stuck there, and it makes you just contemplate everything. And on the way home as well, it's 2 hours plus. So,
yeah. So that would have made, even though you are now in the Students' Union, but it would have made you reluctant to get involved in the extracurricular activities that people say college is, you know, is as much about.
Yeah, so I'm probably a individual case. I was very passionate about a lot of things, so I did stick around, but it was such a struggle, like seeing some of my friends walk 10 minutes down the road after a rehearsal in drama or an event, and I would have to get an hour bus home or an hour and a half bus home. But I know for many students who are from my area, they don't bother at all with other extracurricular activities. I was just kind of a different case, but everybody else around me is not willing to put the work in, which is completely understandable.
Yeah. And were you working as well? Did you have a part-time
job? Yeah, so I worked in retail part-time and I was doing up to 24 hours in my second year, which was definitely a huge struggle as well. So trying to commute between my work, my college and home, and trying to fit like extracurriculars in there was just mental. And I was never at home and I was ran off my feet, and it was such a struggle. And
So what time would you get home at?
I was consistently getting home, I'd say 11, half 11 every night. I would barely see my parents. I would get up in the morning early to go to college, and then I'd go to work, and then I'd go back to college for extracurriculars afterwards, and I'd get the 10 o'clock bus home. So I'd be home about half 11 every night.
Crikey. Now, I know people will say, you're young, that's fine. Yeah. But like, no matter what age you are, that sounds pretty grueling.
It is. Really. It was very grueling, and it got to a point where I noticed my grades were slipping. And it's just too hard to juggle and have a good balance of all aspects.
And so is there data now about how, you know, what proportion it, because how many students can find a place to live?
So we're actually having a huge accommodation crisis in DCU at the moment. No accommodation has been built on our Glasnevin campus since 2004. Only 1 in 4 students get accommodation when they apply to live on campus in DCU. And we're currently in a huge crisis because we got planning permission in 2019 to build a whole new unit. And the tender for that falls very, very soon. We're looking at before students come back for this academic year. And if that falls, then we'll have 2 more years of planning. So at the moment, we have the planning permission and we have the architectural design. It's just the government won't provide us with the funding. So it all comes back to money. And that's the root of all of our issues with students at the moment. But they've given us a price, and DCU is just not willing to charge students over 10 grand per year for the accommodation. And it wouldn't work. We wouldn't fill it out with our demographic. Like, it's not feasible, and we can't ask students to pay that. And then people are living in digs and people can't find digs. So digs would be if someone has a spare room and they're renting it out. But it's just people are contacting us. I'd say we get between 10 and 20 emails every single day from students saying they can't find anywhere to live.
Yeah.
And we're running out of options. We're like running out of options here.
And the overwhelming majority of students now are commuting. Would that be the case?
So 35% of DCU students don't even live in Dublin. They're commuting from outside of Dublin. And then we have 40% are travelling between half an hour and an hour. And then we have 20% are travelling between an hour and a half. And then we have 10% an hour and a half between 2 hours. And then 8% are over 2 hours.
Over 2 hours.
Yeah. So most of our students are commuters. And if you talk to any DCU student, they're more than likely a commuter student.
Yeah. And I imagine a large proportion, no more than yourself, need to have some sort of part-time job to fund it.
Over 3/4 of our students work. Mm-hmm. So we have 46% doing between 11 and 20 hours a week, and 68% say that this working negatively impacts their studies. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing like a decline in grades and things like that. And students coming to us panicking, I don't know what to do. I don't have the time to dedicate to my studies. And we don't know what to say to them because we've all been there. Like, I was there my whole 3 years. I didn't have the time to dedicate all my time to my studies, and I wish I had, but it's not feasible. And 3 in 10 of our students are worried about affording meals. They can't afford to eat on campus. Mm. And then 35% don't have sufficient funding to cover their weekly costs. So it is just a huge crisis, and this just trickles down into everything else, such as society life and clubs life, and people aren't getting involved in sports anymore, and then their physical health is declining, and just everyone is just stressed.
Yeah. And the clubs themselves, because that used to be a huge thing until before COVID, I suppose. Yeah. You know, it's that recently that, you know, you'd have the Freshers' Day and they'd be all out. Those clubs themselves must be suffering now.
Definitely. We have over 140 clubs and societies in DCU, and teams can't fill out all the time, and like big societies can't fill out events, whereas once before they would have to be ticketed to manage the demand. And now it's just, we're lucky if we get 10, 15 people to show up. So a lot of societies are trying to target commuters and they're doing coffee mornings, but even the uptake in them is just not great. And even a lot of our events would be for charity, and the money we're raising is just, it's not hitting what we used to hit. Mm-hmm. Because students can't afford to donate. Excuse me. Students can't afford to donate, and students can't come because they're so busy with work and everything else. So a lot of our societies that have passive engagement would be like more popular. So like our radio station is very, very popular because people can come like during the day and they can leave and there's no commitment. But anything with a commitment, especially in the evening, is just a no-go now.
Yeah. Are many students lonely? Because from everything you've described, it must be really difficult to make friends. You just turn up to your lecture and then you have to go straight away.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of our students are lonely, and as the VP for Wellbeing, a lot of people will come to me with mental health issues like that stem from loneliness, especially with our postgrads as well. So people studying masters and things like that, they don't know where to find community. They don't feel like they belong because they don't have the time to dedicate themselves, but they're also looking for that casual engagement with friends and things like that. And it's so hard to find them that. We do host like certain events that we during the day, such as coffee mornings and breakfast like that, but at the end of the day, like, people don't have the time to commit to that, and every single schedule is completely different. So to try make events that are suitable for all these different people from all these different backgrounds, it's not working, and people can't commit to them anymore.
My word. As a parent of two college students, I feel they're getting the full college experience. They aren't getting the full college experience that we had. We moved away and lived in digs with friends and had a ball. We live in a commuter town, and there is just no way we could afford to support them to move into student accommodation in Dublin. That kind of bears out what Lauren was saying. I lived at home in Selbridge when I was in college in Trinity. In my last year, I worked full time in retail. I used to envy my friends who lived on campus. I would always ask them to stay over when we went out, but it took so much more planning. There was never any spontaneous pints or lazy afternoons, and that was 15 years ago. At least I was able to save and do a J1. That was the only thing that brought me a bit of freedom. The text says, the commute to college is probably the only thing which will be any useful presentation for entering the workforce. Well, I suppose it gives them a taste of that. There's loads of student digs available, says this texter, but a lot of students won't live in digs. Is that true?
That's not true. We use a site called StudentPad, so each college gets their own page. DCU has their own page, and people can look for digs through there. It's very rare that people are coming to us and they're being sorted within the next day. Like, if we suggest StudentPad, they will be struggling for a while. So anybody that comes to us saying, I've got a spare room, we're so encouraging of them to go to that website. It's also a thing of people are being scammed, and international students are being scammed especially. So we've had to put out like a statement almost, and like a guide of how to not be scammed, because people are hearing about digs and they say, oh, I can rent out my room for this price, and they're charging extortionate rates, and it's just not livable conditions. So when people think that students aren't willing to live in these digs, it's just that they're not willing to live somewhere basically that has it is illegal to provide these environments for students. So that's why people believe that students aren't filling these out, because all the ones that are checked and registered, whatever, they are being taken and they're snapped up within the first few hours that they're being uploaded.
Somebody wants to know, is there a way to contact DCU if you would let a student stay Monday to Friday morning? I assume that means that's someone who has a room that they'd be happy to to let out Monday to Friday.
So I would definitely say email our help desk I can't remember off the top of my head. if you Google it, DCU Student Union.
It'll come back to you as soon as you walk out of the studio. And when you do, I'll read it out then. You've outlined the thing, some of the things you're trying to kind of reschedule things during the day to engage students more.
Yeah.
What else can be done to try and help this situation?
A lot of societies and also the student union itself, our biggest thing is we're offering free things for students, whether that's free food. Free food goes down very well with students because they can't afford to feed themselves. So we have our pantry in DCU and we also try to link that in with events. So our Freshers Week is in 2 weeks' time. And if you look at Freshers Week 15, 20 years ago, it was a party fest and it was nights out every single night. But if we did that now, no one would go. Mm-hmm. So all of our events now have to be during the day. We have the odd one at nighttime to accommodate for people who are living on campus, but they're mostly during the day and they're mostly giving out free items and free food and meals to people that they can feed themselves. They can come on to Freshers Week and they can say, okay, well, on Tuesday, I'll definitely get fed because that is an issue.
The email is suhelpdesk@dcusu.ie. Is
that, thank you very much. Right?
Okay, that's it. Yeah. suhelpdesk@dcusu.ie. Gosh, I hope things really improve because it sounds kind of, to be honest, fairly miserable at the moment.
It is a bit miserable and we'd like it to brighten up a bit.
Yeah. Lauren, thanks a million for coming into us. That was Lauren Joyce there, Deputy President of the DCU Students Union.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.